Okay, let's get into Shviyas Daf Nun Vav, 56, as we continue our journey through Perek Lagadol, all about the halachas of Shemitah produce. And along the way, the Mishnah spoke about a couple of other important inyanim, including dealing with non-kosher items and the isser of selling non-kosher items. That's what the Mishnah said. That's what we're up to on Nun Hei Amid Beis. If you remember, the Mishnah, back at the beginning of the Perek, Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis, Nun Beis Amid Aleph, the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to do business with Peir Shvius. That's an Issa Daraisa, La'achla V'lo L'schora, or at least an Issa Asei, La'achla. It should be used for eating and not for business. And today we'll talk a little bit more about what does that mean, not for business. You're allowed to do a little bit, as we said, just to make enough money and have enough produce to for your own consumption, but you can't do regular business. You can't do regular business with it. But also, once the Mishnah mentions that, the Mishnah also mentions that you're not allowed to do business with all of these usher items, Nevelos and Trefus and Shkatzim and Ramasim. And we saw the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yud Zayin in Yerodea that is quoted Lahalacha. So what is the source of that? What are the sorts of that additional halacha that what is not allowed to do business with these usher items? Because if you look in the Torah, it just says you're not allowed to eat them. You're not allowed to eat nevela and trefa and shkatzim and ramasim. Doesn't say anything else about. Doesn't even say that you're not allowed to get hanah from them. But the Gemara in Pesachim learns that sometimes it says in the nifal ye achel. It says in the passive, so that we would understand maybe as also isser hanah. Certain items are also aser b'hanah. Basar b'chalav is also aser b'hanah. That's a separate pasuk. Three times it says lo savash al gedi. So what is the source for the Isser of Schora with non-kosher items? So Ksiv, the Pasuk says now, Ksiv, Temeim, Heima, Lachem, right, there are two Psukim, that one says, they're Tamei for you, and, ready, right, see, the Pasuk says in Shmini, V'chol, Asher, Yipol, Minivla, Sam, Alav, Yitma, Tanur, Vikram, Yutatz, Temeim, Heim, U'temeim, Yihiyu, Lachem, Temeim, Yihiyu, Lachem. And the Pasuk says, and the other Pasuk says, Tmeim Hema Lachem. So says the Gemara, Ksiv Tmeim Hema Lachem, Mata Malomar Tmeim Yu Lachem. What are the two Psukim? Ella, Echad Isser Achila Ve'echad Isser. So our Girsa is Hana'ah. You look at the Graz Girsa, Echad Isser Achila Ve'echad Isser Schora. Schora. Right, the Drasha is that not only just an Isser of eating, but an Isser of selling. Right, even if you have the Girsa of Hana'ah, it's a specific kind of hana. Right? The question is, it means the same thing. The question is, what girsa do you have? Right? The Mara Fulton and the Pnei Moshe say, Isra hana, hainu, schora. Right? This is a makar of doing business, would be usher. That's what the Gemara darshins call davar, she isuro dvar Torah. Anything that you're not allowed to eat, mida or raisa, usher lasos bo schora. You're not allowed to do business with it. Because there's a chash, I shouldn't say that. We'll talk about that in a second. You're not allowed to do business with it. V'chol davar she'isur b'divrei mutar lasos bo schora. Anything that's only asur midrabanan, you're allowed to do schora with it. So is this a real drasha? So you read the Gemara, it sounds like a drasha gemura. So it's an isser daraisa. It's an isser daraisa to sell pig. It's an isser daraisa to sell all of these nevelos and trefos. That would be a chiddush, but that's a machlokas rishonim. Machlokas rishonim. If you look in the pashtus is, you read this Gemara, we know the isser of shvius, schora shvius is daraisa, based on an isser asay, as I just said, and the isser of schora here. So if you look in the Trumas Hadeshen assumes it is an asmachta. It's an asmachta, meaning it's a gzera drabanan. If you sell items that you're not allowed to eat, so you might come to eat them. So gzera drabanan. That's what he writes in Simin Reish. In Simin Reish, the Trumas Hadeshen there is talking about a case where a Jew lends a non-Jew money, and the non-Jew is going to give a mashkon, security, to the Jew. Could he give certain types of parts of a pig which are valuable as a mashkon to the Jew? That was the question that he was dealt with. Nachri sharatza l'mashkin li'Yisrael koslei chazirim. Ulalavos alei baribis. Shuri lahavos b'derech zu'alo. So the Trumas Hadeshen is not a fan of that. He said that's considered included in this doing business with non-kosher items. And along the way, he says, didavka schora asmechuhu akra. Right, asmechuhu akra. Sounds like it's a derabanan. But it is not so clear. If you look in the Mishnah Lamelach in Ma'achalas Asuros, he quotes Kedarka Bakodesh back and forth, many columns of this Mishnah Lamelach, but he sounds like it maybe could be a daraisa. Maybe he could be a daraisa. He's commenting on the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this. Ze'akla, the Rambam at the end of Perek Ches of Hilchas Ma'achalas Asuros, where he talks about a lot of usher items, right? That's where he talks about the Gemara Pesachim that I just mentioned. When, what's usher ba'achila? What's usher ba'hana? And the Rambam says, Ze'aklau, kol she'isur ben ha-Torah, asur lasas bo'schara, v'chol she'isur b'devreya, mutu lasas bo'schara, bein sveiko, bein bivadai. So that is a machlokas, how seriously you take this. Doing business with something that's usur daraisa or usur d'rabbanan. There is, though, relating to this, an important, different Rambam, the Rambam Nichos Mechira. We discussed this Rambam a while ago, I don't think so recently. The Rambam discusses, what happens if I sell something to someone and it is not, ends up being not kosher. Ends up being not kosher. So what is the halacha in terms of his getting his money back? So the Rambam says, Hamoche, the end of Perek Tezayin of Hilchos Mechira. This has to do right here with our Gemara. Hamoche, basar lechaver, v'nimsa basar b'chor, peiros, v'nimsa tvalim, yayin v'nimsa yayin nesech. I sell a person fruit and it ends up being tevel. Maybe it was b'shogeg, doesn't matter. But I sold him non-kosher food. So, does he get his money back? Does he get his money back? If the food is still, and it's still there, so give me back the food, I'll give him his money. But what if he ate it already? What if he ate it already? What's the halacha? Is that a mechatos? Does he get his money back or not? So the Rambam says, Masha'achlu achlu, what he ate, v'yachshul enes adamim, and you can pay him back. You gotta pay him back. It was a mechatos. He didn't get what he thought he was getting. V'chein kol hamocher davar she'aser lachlo min haTorah. Says the Magen Mishnah. He's quoting our Yerushalmi, right? The Rambam saying, anytime you sell something that's aser daraisa, kachu dino bein shayisura b'kares bein shayibalav bilvad. Whether it was kares, whether it was alav. Aval hamocher davar she'isura isurachi lasa midevrei sofrim. If I sell something that's only aser midrabanan, I sell him a chicken cheeseburger. I sell him something that's aser midrabanan, and he ate it. Says the Rambam, imayu peiros kayamin, if it's still around, machteres peiros, but otel damav, so he'll give back the fruit. V'im achlan, v'ein hamocher machzer lo klum. But if he ate it already, he does not get his money, he doesn't have to pay back. So that's the Rambam, the chilik between nisid arayis and nisid rabbanan. So the Gemara doesn't say this. The Gemara just says, are you allowed to do business with something that's not kosher? So something that's not kosher, midaraisa, you're not allowed to buy and sell. Something that's not kosher, midrabbanan, you're allowed to buy and sell, right? That's you have to let the person know that it's also Durabanan. But that's the Gemara. The Rambam adds, what happens if you did, do you get the money back? By Daraisa, yes. By Durabanan, no. V'chol Yisur Hana'a, Be'imad HaTorah, Be'imad Devreya, Machzer HaZadamim. If it's Asur Bahana'a, even Midurabanan, so then you have to give back the money because you can't get any Hana'a from this. Vein Bahem Din Mechira Klal. Says the Magen Mishnah, Lo Matzasi Zemavur. I don't know where the Rambam got this from. I know where he got the first step from, that's the Yerushalmi and Shvius. But where did he get the extra from? He says, Aval Ra'isi, Shlo Nishna, Begemara, Levad, Isur, and Shotar, Isur, Ana. But if you look in all of these examples, it seems like it's also Daraisa. But Isur, Derabanan, it's not, included. Maybe he gets it from our Gemara. Okay, but what's the Svara for that? What's the Svara? If I sell something to you that's Asur to eat, so, and, you only get your money, you only have to pay me back. You only get your money back by an Issa Durabana, not by an Issa Daraisa. What's the difference? This is the famous Nesivus. If you call it famous, we'll make it famous now. I'll mention it again. But in Nesivus that, if you look in the Nesivus, there's a two-column footnote. That's how you know it's a famous Nesivus. Because all the Akronim talk about this Nesivus. So the Nesivus says, you know why? Because by an Issa Durabana, by an Issa Daraisa, I ate it. So those molecules are usser. I did something wrong. And I have to do tshuva for that. And even though it was b'shogeg, then there was something wrong here. And therefore, I get my money back. But an issa d'rabbanan b'shogeg, says the Nesivus, does not need kapara. That's his chiddush. An issa d'rabbanan b'shogeg, what'd you do wrong? Right? It was b'shogeg, and did you eat something that inherently is abhorrent to Hashem? No. The Rabbanan told you not to eat it. But it's not like pig. It's not like something that objectively you'd have to bring a korban for. You did an avera. The efshar, again, this relates to the larger issue of, which is not simple, but some Rishonim say this, that isurei daraisa are isurei chefza, isurei derabanan are isurei gavra, says the Gemara, says the Nesivus, the efshar. Da'af to be isurei Torah, afilu ochlan b'shogeg tzorah kapara v'tshuva lagan al yisurim, even though yisurah daraisa you need kapara b'shogeg mikol makom b'yisur d'rabanan ein tzorach shum kapo avardami. It's as if you didn't violate. as if you didn't violate. Unbelievable. Because Issa Durabanans have as part of their definition the kavana. Right, Daraisa, you got to bring, if Daraisa b'shogeg, you have a carbon chatos, and you have an ari miklat, and other onshim as well. This is a big, big discussion regarding this. So is there no lifnei iver by Issa Durabanan? Is there a lifnei iver? I could give you something that's not kosher midrabanan and just not tell you. There's no lifnei iver there. So again, that's this is a big nesivus. The Meshechachma made this nesivus famous. I like to say that. Because that's the first time I saw this nesivus was through the Meshechachma. But the Meshechachma quotes has a big chiddush in Shoftim, and then at the end of the last line he says, and this is the nesivus. I remember that. What nesivus is he talking about? So a couple of decades ago, I got to look up the nesivus for the first time. But the Meshechachma uses this when he talks about the Isurei Durabanan Parsha Shoftim, where he talks about the Rambam Shita of Losasser, including Isurei Durabanan. The Rambam says that Losasser, if I violate an Isadar Rabbanan, I'm also violating the Isadar Isa. The way the Torah says, you have to listen to the rabbis. And that's the Ramban's Kasha on the Rambam and others. If every Durabanan is a Dar Isa, so how do you ever have the principle of Savi Durabanan Lakula, Savi Dar Isa Lachumra? Every Durabanan is a Dar Isa. So you don't have any distinctions between them. So the Meshech Chachma explains, which is the most popular shot of the Rambam, and the Ramban even has this line in one line, and he says, maybe the Rambam holds this, but I don't like it. But the Meshech Chachma expands upon it, and that he says, no, by Durabanans, it's not about the content of what they said. It's that they said it. And he gives a mashal, like Morab Malchus. The king wants to build a highway through a backyard, and the person doesn't want him to let him. And it's good for the country to build that highway. So the person's Chayev Misa. Chayev Misa, because he didn't want the road through his backyard? What does it say in the Torah? How is this one of the Dalam Misa's Bezdin? The answer is, it's not in that way. It's not about the content of what the king said, but it's that he's the king. And when he's the king, you have to listen to the king. It's not so much what the king said. So too with Durabanan. It's not so much what they said. It could be that in 100 years from now, Durabanan, the other rabbis are going to change it. Right? But it's that they said it. And therefore, part of listening to the rabbis is knowing that they said it and going against what they said. It's the Maisa Mered. It's the rebellious act against. But if it was Besafek, then that's not called a Maisa Mered. That's not called a Maisa Mered. You aren't sure, so that's not called a violation. The second that it's Safek, the Rabbanan made their halacha drop. They only instituted their halacha in Vadais, which is called Kahai Gavna Lo Tiknu. So the Meshech Chachma says this by Safek, and he uses this Nesivus, which is Shogeg. But it's the same Yesod. Same Yesod of Shogeg and Safek. Both of those do not represent the Maisa Mered against the Rabbanan, and therefore it wouldn't be something that you have to do tshuva for, and it wouldn't be a violation. That's the Rambam. Again, at the end of that piece, he says, and check out the Nesivus, Ukazek Kasav HaNesivus. Okay. But that's in the Parsha Shoftim, but we'll leave that for now. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that anything that's based on explaining the Mishnah, anything that is Asur Daraisa to eat, you're not allowed to do business with. And if Durabanan, you're allowed to. And we had a Machlokas, whether that itself is an Asur Daraisa or a Drasha. Says the Gemara, Vare Chamor. So what about a Chamor, a donkey? People buy and sell donkeys. Right, you don't ever hear of anybody not selling a donkey. Limalachtuhu gada, but a donkey is basically for his work, not to eat. A donkey is not known for it as a obviously for even for non-Jews as donkey meat. So that's why the iser only applies to things that are usually eaten, things that are meant to be eaten. But anything that's not meant to be eaten, that's not included. Fahari gamal, seems like a camel was more commonly eaten than a chamar. So what about a gamal? Some people eat that. No, lemalachtu ugadol, that also we could determine is mostly for his malacha. And therefore, one is allowed to buy and sell. Rav Oshia nasav v'yahe v'bahadin murius. Rav Oshia bought and sold murius. Murius is a type of a mixture of non-kosher fish. V'chutan a mixture, which is also durabanan. Which is also Durabanan, and that's why they did business with it. Rav Huna, Nasav Yatsam, Bahadin Chiltusa. Same thing, these are both two types of Isurei Durabanan mixtures, and that's why they did business with it. The Rashba has a tshuva, Aleph Tuf Peites. He was asked, how is it that there are people who buy and sell fur of non-kosher animals? Right? Why is that allowed? Right? Tuf Peites. V'imkein Eich Yesh Lanu. heter lilbosh, oros shvanim, v'ha'arnavim, rabbit fur, v'hadubim, bear fur, v'ashualim, fox fur, v'echosim schorba. How do you do business? So the Rashba says, because they're not eaten. Look at the Gemara, right? Are you Rishali? Only something that's normally eaten. These animals are normally eaten, therefore they're fur. And if it's for their fur, so then it is not a problem. Kol ha'oros mutar lasa b'em schorra v'lul bo shosan. Shlo asur ala mashu nechal v'chol mashomi lachila. Umefurish mi Yerushalmi. Kota Yerushalmi, the Rashba did dafyomi Yerushalmi. Or he did more than dafyomi Yerushalmi, but he learned the Yerushalmi, right? We have to learn all of these Yerushalmis. Okay. So there are some Yerushalmis that don't appear in the Bible. They don't appear anywhere else. This is the source of it. This is the source of this halacha. Okay. Now we're back to the next halacha of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, after talking about these Isurim, the top of Nun Beis Amid Beis, you can't do normal business in Shemitah. Right? You can't buy vegetables and sell vegetables in the Shuk. But what can you do? The Mishnah said, you can collect, you can harvest, and your son can sell. Right? That was a shinui. Your son could sell. That doesn't look like schora. If you sell some and your son. Not talking about where your son is a partner in business. That's not what it's talking about. Stop your son. Or the Mishnah also said you could buy some for yourself, and if there's any leftover, you know, you're allowed to sell that too. That's not regular business. So lo yeloke arkasada v'chulu, Tani the Brisa says, the Tosefta, lo yu chamisha malaktim yerek v'echan mocher. If you have five people harvesting, and then one person selling on their behalf, that's not allowed. That's not allowed. Why? The Pnei Moshe says, because that looks like schora. When you sell a lot together, five different people collected, they give it to one person to go and sell in the marketplace, that's like normal business. That's normal business, says the Pnei Moshe. Lefishek shemocher har baby yachad, havei kischora. Right, that's like schora. Or another lashon, if you look at Ras Sirlio, since they're all gathering it beshutfis, Mechsi de miskavnin lakach umignai milsa. It's a gnai. Same kind of thing. It looks like regular business, and therefore it shouldn't be done. Aval mocher hu shelo v'shel chavera. But you could sell your own and your friends. Again, what does that mean? So the Pnei Moshe, l'shitaso, he said the problem was when you sell a lot biyachad, but if you sell yours and your friends, that means one by one, little by little. Klomar, aval mocher hu al yad, tekivin de mocher ma'at ma'at, because you're selling little by little, lo mechsi kischora. Again, when the Torah says, it doesn't aser all business with Peir Shemitah, period. No, it's only regular business practices. Because, you know, shouldn't be like a regular balabas on this Peir Shemitah. But if it's changed a little bit, the Pnei Moshe says if you're selling it less than the normal price. Or another pshat of Shel Chaveiro. The Ras Sirlio says, it's talking about what we are talking about in a few minutes. You sell yours and your friends, that means together, behavla'a. You swallow up your own profits with your friends' profits, and it's not clear what your profits is, what your friends' profits is, so that's havla'a. We swallow it up, that's also okay. That's also not normal business practices. Okay. Chamisha achin, but if you have five brothers who are not partners, five separate people involved in business, milaktim ve'echan mocher al yedehem. When it came, the first case was chamisha milaktim, that's talking about partners. Five partners shouldn't give it to one person, that's business. But if you have five different, talking about brothers, but here we're talking about that are not partners, so then v'echan mocher yedehem won't get sell for them. Amar Yosi barbun u'bavach lo yasu pleitar. As long as they don't give it to a pleitar. What's a pleitar? Some type of a retailer. Basically, you can't do it in normal business practices. Umao bavach lo yasu pleitar. What does that mean? What shouldn't this person, this pleitar, do? Shaloye mazvin bahu asar b'chol shana. He shouldn't sell it in the place that he sells it all the other years of Shemitah. Right? He shouldn't be in the same spot. He goes to the market, and has a certain stand, maybe, so he shouldn't be in the same stand that he is the whole year. Change it up a little bit, right? So people know that it's Shemitah. V'istaboy meimar, a little bit different. Toloye mazvin b'chol sha'a. That means you shouldn't be in the same place during the year. Even during the Shemitah year, change places, right? Change where you set up shop, right? Even if it's in the same, start off in the same place that you are the rest of the year, so different ways of differentiating between this year and other years. Okay, Tani. Hachenvani, Shayimavasha Yirakos Bishviyas. Hachenvani, that is cooking vegetables during Shemitah. It must be the types of vegetables that are not also Misham Svichin, as we've said. We mentioned this before, but just to mention it again. There are a number of Mishnayas and Toseftas throughout the Masechta that talks about dealing with vegetables of Shemitah. What do you mean vegetables of Shemitah? Aren't they all Svichin? Svichin, remember, is the Isser Durabanan Pashas. Rabbi Kiva holds Daraisa, but we don't pass in that way. Isser Durabanan of Svichin, that if items that are usually planted, they don't come up like an apple tree that it grows year by year by itself. But it has to be planted each year, a new growth, so that's us. They're all also Durabanan, because we're worried that they're going to say, people are going to say, oh, it grew by itself from the leftover seeds that the wind blew. And really they planted it. So the Rabbanan asert Svichin. But there are many cases in this Masechta that they talk about eating vegetables of Shemitah. So how could it all be Aser? So that's why there has to be many different kulas. One of them is if it grows at all right before Shemitah, then it's okay. But then that doesn't have to do Shashvias. That wouldn't be an issue. So you have to figure out cases of Svichin that are not included in the original Xer of Svichin. Right, so some of them were that they're not normally eaten. Remember, we discussed the endives the past couple of days. The ulshin, that the wild ulshin, the regular ulshin, are the ones that are usually eaten, and that was included in the gzera of a svichin, but maybe not the wild endives. So you have to give one of the terutzim that we've given in the past for this brice as well. It's just another one of the examples. So the chedvani that's cooking vegetables during Shviyas, lo yemechashiv schar al demei Shviyas, he shouldn't sell them plain for Shemitah money. That's doing business with Shemitah produce. Aval mechashiv hu ala yayin v'ala shemen v'ala avtala. But what should he do? He should sell his wine oil, which are not Shemitah, or avtala, or the schar batala. That means the schar that he could have gotten for doing something else, but instead he's cooking for you. And he sells all of that, and included in that is the schar for Shviyas. Right? We know this from Maseches Sukkah as well. When somebody is buying a set of dal and minim in Shemitah, and the esrog has kedusha Shviyas, so he'll pay for the set of the dal lulav and the dal and minim. Maybe the hadassim, if they smell really, really powerful. We'll discuss that. You know, does that have kedusha Shviyas? The arava does not, and pashas the lulav for sukkahs does not. So you sell the whole thing with havla'ah included in one larger price, so that would be allowed, and that's what the brisa says here too. You should sell the wine and the oil that don't have shemitah kedusha, and the avtala and the schar batala. The schar that you get for not doing something else, all of that is included in the sale. Rabbi Law Mafki Lilain Chaltaraya. Rabbi Law told these Chaltarayas, people who worked with scalding, right? Chalut is to scald with hot water the flour and the oil, made some type of fried dish. Lo tevin b'chashvin agrichon al mishcha. Don't figure out your price based on the oil of Shemitah. El al chitaya, based on the wheat of non-Shemitah. Basically, do the havla, and that would be okay. Schar batala is not just so too famous for the Shviyas element, but that is a big discussion for Melamde Torah. Right? You look in some sources in Chazal, it seems like one is not allowed to take any money for teaching Torah or for being a rabbi. Right? It sounds pretty clear in certain makoros, and the Rambam is charif. Rambam is not too many other areas where the Rambam writes more powerful lashon than he does here. But the Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam and in the Beis Yosef says, but the Minhag HaOlam is not like this Rambam. The Minhag HaOlam, and there are many wonderful great rabbis throughout history. The Kesef Mishnah says, only a couple hundred years after the Rambam, says that's not the Minhag. And obviously the Minhag is against the Rambam's understanding. But if you look in the Rambam, Minuchas Talmud Torah, he is very strong. Perek Gimel, even though Schar Batala, that's what the poskim talk about. If you're taking money, not for teaching Torah. What's the source? The Gemara says that just like Hashem teaches Torah for free, so too we should teach Torah for free. So how does somebody ever get money for teaching Torah? So that's part of it's called Schar Batala. Many great rabbis are pretty smart, and they could have used their talents to make a lot of money in business and make a lot of money doing other things. But they're sacrificing that parnasa in order to teach Torah, so you're paying them what they're giving up. You're not paying them for what they're doing. You're paying them for what they're giving up. Right, so that's called Schar Batala. So the Rambam talks about this in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Kol ha'meisim al libo she'asok b'Torah, v'lo yaseh melacha v'yisparnis ben hatzdaka. If somebody, he talks about both ways. He says if somebody just wants to sin and learn and be misparnis from tzedaka, that's a chilul Hashem and that's a bizoyin of Torah and going ra'ala atzma v'chulu. But then the Rambam also says that you have to work. Meaning, you know, look at all the Tanaim. They all had jobs, right? The water carriers and shoemakers and coal workers. Right, so they all had jobs. Amr Chachamim, kol hanena midivrei Torah, notal chayav min ha'olam. Lo tasim atar lezgadla bohem, lo kordim lachbar bohem. V'yot sivu chachamim, ehovas ha'malacha, usnaz rabanas. The Chulu and the Rambam is pretty strong. And the Kesef Mishnah here has a long piece, and he says, v'achareisho dia Hashem osan v'skozos, efshar lomar, shekavanas rabbeinu kan, she'ein l'adam lifrok o malacha me'alav, k'dei l'sparnis ben abrios, abal she'yilmon malacha m'sparnesis oso, v'im tas begenu mutav, v'im lav, lo let's begenu, you're allowed to take money from the tzibur. But then he says, v'ra'inu kol chachme Yisrael kodim zman rabbeinu v'yacharav, no'agim litos schar min atzibur. People before the Rambam and after the Rambam. V'gam ki node shehalacha k'divrei Rabbeinu b'pirush Mishnah efter shiskimu kein kol chach mi'adar b'shem eis la'asos l'shem efeiru Torah Secha. Either way, this is a big discussion. They can look in the Shulchan Aruch also in Yoredeya, but this is relating to Schar Batala. Okay, let's continue. Uvash lo te'u naso v'chulu. So if you remember, again, back in the Mishnah, back to the next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, you're not again, doing business with non-kosher animals. The Mishnah said, what if you have trappers? If you have trappers that trapped animals, and some of them, they happen to catch some non-kosher animals, so you let us sell them. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you are not a trapper, and you happen to find a non-kosher animal, you can sell it, as long as you don't make that your umnis. You don't make that your umnis, your parnasa, to go deal with non-kosher animals. So, says the Gemara, some of us are familiar with a similar line that Rabbi Yehuda says in a totally different context. In Maseches Sanhedrin, on Daf Chav Dalet or so. Taman Taninan. Remember the sugya of the gambling, Maseches Bekuvya Mishnah. Remember that, but that Mishnah also has Socherei Shvius. So the Gemara there says, are they Pasul La'edus? That's the context of that Mishnah. Are all of these people Pasul La'edus if they're involved in these activities? Eloin Apsulim, the Mishnah said. Mesachei Bekuvya, Malvei Beribis, Mafricha Yonim, Socherei Shvius. People who do business during Shemitah. And Rabbi Yehuda there says, Eimasai, if this is their only parnasa. Bizman She'im Lohen Umnes Elohu. But if they have other Umnes, then they're Kasher Latest. That's what the quote is. Amar Yehuda, Amos, Abban Shein Lo Umnes Elohu. Ava Yesh Lo Umnes Shalohu. Hare Zeh, Kosher. 10 times on this Amud, it says Mutter and Asur, and the Gra and others change it to Kosher and Pasul, because that's the context of that Mishnah. So the Rabbi Yehuda says over there, that if somebody has another profession, they don't make money purely from Shemitah, then it's Asur for them to do that, but they're Kosher La'edus, as long as it's not their Parnasa. So Echavita, what does it mean that they have another Umnes? So we have 2 days in the Gemara. Number one, Haya Yoshevu Batame Melachto Koshne Yeshevua. If somebody does not do any business for 6 years, all the other years of Shemitah, he does nothing. Kivan Shabbat Shvius. Once Shvius comes, all of a sudden, that's his year. His chil mafshe yadav and osvino demeir Shvius. That's when he does business with Shemitah fruit. So im yeshimo malacha acheres. So this is the lakula phrase. If the only year he does business is Shemitah, but he also does regular business during Shemitah, not just with Shemitah fruit, he's still kasher leidus. V'im la pasal. If the only thing he does, he never works the whole 6 years, and the only thing time he works is during Shemitah, and does Shemitah produce, pasal. Then he's pasal leidus. Aval im haya yoshev osim malato kol shmei shavua. But if he works the whole 6 years, kibat shabbat shviyas hischil mafshi yadam razon adam aveira avi sheni malacha cheres. Kosher. But if he works every year of Shemitah, he happens to also work during Shemitah because he can't control himself. So that's usher to do, but he's kosher leidus. Rabbi Ba Bar Zavda, Rabbi Avo, B'shem Rabbi Lazar, halacha Rabbi Yehuda de Masnisan, and halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, that's version one of the Gemara. Aklis Rabbi Ba Bar Zavda de Mar Shmua, B'shem Zeir Mine. Right? The Rabbi Ba Bar Zavda says that he prays someone who was Rabbi Avahu, was 2 doros younger than Rabbi Ba, right? And Rabbi Ba here quotes Rabbi Avahu. So it's like, wow, he quotes somebody who's younger than him, right? So he was just giving him praise that, he realized that this is true Torah, and therefore he could quote somebody who's younger. So Aklis Rev, that's what he means. Aklis from the word kilus. Kilus is to praise. He praised him that Riba, that he demar, remember demar is like de'omar, right? The olives are left out often in Yerushalmi. Lazer, Reb Elazar, right? He quoted a Shmua in the name of somebody who's younger than him. So that's all version one. But now we have version two. Tani of Yehuda l'chumra. It could be the second version of the Gemara that is more machmir view of what does it mean ein lo umnes. Hey chavida, haya yoshev ozim imalachto kol shnei shavua. If he does work the whole, all the 6 years. Ubishvias, and in shvias is lo mashvias yadulis of litim beperis aveira. And he also does business during Shemitah. It depends if that's the only thing he does during Shemitah. Em yeshim imalach acheres kasher vim lav pasul. You look at the Shemitah year. If he's involved in only Shemitah stuff during Shemitah, then he is pasul le'edus, even if he works the other 6 years. But if he doesn't work all 6 years, if he doesn't work all 6 years, then even if during Shemitah he deals with Shemitah produce and non-Shemitah produce, he's still pasul le'edus. Pasul. He's still going to be pasul in that case. So two versions of what's the definition of ein lo umnes or yesh lo umnes. Lo bida Rabbi Babar Zavda Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Elazar halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda demastisin. That's what. Not on this did he say that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning he held like he really made the comment on the first version, not the second version, and made the first version lekula. And Akos Rabbi Babar Zavda demar Shmua mishum ze'er minei. And again, we have that comment that he gives him a shkoyach for quoting somebody who's younger than him in that case. Either way, this is a big sugi, as we know, for the Sanhedrin Chavdalid, Eim lo umnes, yesh lo umnes, gambling as a hobby. Somebody does it as a profession, it's more problematic as a hobby. It could also, we paskin that is also aser, because even gezel one time is aser. That's the big sugi of Mesachim Bekuvia. And Socher Shvi is there in Shvi is Daf Chavdalid. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem will continue with Ofacha next time.